Hello, this is Paul Mack. I am taking some time right now out of my very busy schedule with my movie and all, and, well, my, of course, busy production schedule of trying to crank out CinemaScoop tapes, to speak to you about somebody that is actually very, very much well overlooked in the telephone entertainment line world, as you will, right now. This came to my attention, actually, let's see, when was it? It was around, close to a year ago, around March of 1986. Actually, it was around the same time as the fourth annual Artie Awards, if anybody remembers that show that was loosely based on the, you know, fourth annual Mackie Awards. This is a guy who from time to time, you know, I will get on the lines and talk about. I think that he was, in fact, a genius. He was probably one of the brightest and wittiest people that I've ever met in the phone world. Very talented, very gifted, as a matter of fact, with his audio engineering and production. When he came onto the scene, he was literally a comedian. I mean, this guy can make you laugh or irritate you, whichever the two you prefer, which are, in a lot of cases, the same thing. This is a guy who is very close to me, and I've grown to know through the years. And actually, what can be said that hasn't already been said about this individual? You know, bad things, that is. This guy is so incredibly gifted. I don't know if there's ever anybody else that was at the height of his career back in 1985 and or 84, whatever, when I'll tell you something. Let me play a clip right here for you. Okay, stay on the line and don't go anywhere. You're still on CinemaScoop, but we're not going to talk about movies this week. We're going to talk about movies in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about this guy this week because I think he needs some, you know, he needs some attention. He needs to be re-recognized because he's kind of like one of these movie stars that are now has-beens. You know, he's like, you mention his name and they go, who? You know, which is basically what's happening to this guy today. So I thought I'd get back on here and talk a little bit about him. I got a clip here. I'm going to run a clip. This clip, basically, what this clip signifies here is the height of this man's career. All right? The height of this man's career. This is the height of this man's career. Will you just take a moment out of your busy schedule and listen to this for a moment? I think you'll be impressed. Here we go.
Hi, this is Paul Mack, and you're not, and I'm here to read a piece of paper that reminds me to tell you that I'll be the host for the third annual Artie Awards on March 30th, 1985. Your choices for the best in recorded telephone stuff. And if you haven't yet sent for your ballot to vote for your favorites, simply send your name and address to Artie. That's actually really and truly exciting. Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment. Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. That's Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. Deadline for balloting is March 15th, 1985. So send for your actually really and truly exciting ballot today. And join me in a cast of phone favorites at the third annual Artie Awards on March 30th, 1985 at a telephone near you. Preferably mine. So let's scan that Malmö, shall we?
Yes, let's scan that Malmö. And there's one thing I like to scam right now, and that's the guy who did not vote for me in the fourth annual Artie Awards! All right. Just thought we'd, you know, like to get that over with. It's been building up here for a little while. Yeah, you're on CinemaScoop at 989-7500 for another week of stuff and fun and lunacy. I like to just say right now that I'm generally upset because here's a guy, me, Paul Mack, whose career has gone from extraordinarily bitchin' to Paul who? Oh, that geek! You know, and I have my friends to thank for that. But you know, I'd just like to say, let's not get on here and rag, because, I mean, we all know that I've done that. I had that. I mean, this, what are we on now? Day 320 of Paul Mack's ragging session? I'll tell you something, folks, friends. Now, if this I'll just say, now, you know, I'm not making any vile threats or anything, but if this happens again on the fifth annual Artie Awards, you know, I just don't know what, I can't be responsible for my own actions, you know, oh, with terrorism and all, and, you know, I'm pretty good friends with the Momar. No, seriously, Seriously, I mean, I understand you people. You voted for the best, and that's certainly what you got. The best of absolutely nothing. Now, I want to tell you. No, seriously, folks, I'm not on here once again to rag. I'm on here to bring you, hopefully in a more humorous way, the best of Paul Mack from 1986, so that the RT Awards, an organization which I've probably become unattached to, only because they dumped me. No, that's seriously. I mean, hey, it's only fitting that the king and the father of telephone entertainment, that's Nino and Brian, head up this awards festivities, because, hey, they are telephone entertainment. I'm Paul Mack, you know? I mean, that's all. I mean, that, okay, if you noticed in that last clip, my attitude was extremely nice and very outgoing. And now, you know, one short year later, in just presenting an award, I sounded like this.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again, Brian W. Feedback. The man's working so hard tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. He's great, isn't he? I mean, he's the host of the 1986 Artie Awards presentations, and I'm so proud not to have been in his place this year, because I'd be embarrassed, let's face it. I mean, I won nothing. Well, I won something, but it was nothing. You know, it's like something that you can take home to Mom and say, look, Mom, I'm the biggest disappointment. She's been telling me that for, like, the past 20 years. Anyway, you know... People will ask me on the street, you know, what the Tracy Lords is a comment line? And I'll say to them, you know, a comment line is very similar to, you know, a Phil Donahue show or a talk radio show or even, you know, Johnny Carson or something like that. And what we do is we cut those pop-o-matics down to about 30 minutes and play it over the phone for everybody to hear. And there you have it. That's right. The standard comment line, not the exciting entertainment variety category that I was in, but the standard comment line, folks. That's right. The standard ones where people can voice different views, skin tones, and ideas, speaking about anything from the most radical X-rated experience of all time to why I didn't get more Artie Awards in the fourth annual thing. Doggone it!
You know, I'm not going to sit on here and rag about how incredibly talented I was back in those good old days, but, you know, ever since my big losses in 1986, I guess it was, Paul Mack hasn't even been able to get a guest shot on the doggone Bubba Brady line. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know? Just to tell you, I mean, I'll tell you, folks, I used to be the hottest thing since oatmeal, and now, I mean, I can't even get... Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's typical, you know. I mean, I'm a has-been. I'm a washed-up bit player, you know. I'm barely good enough for an under five. That's it, folks. That's it. I'm finished. I mean, I'm barely good enough to host my own line, let alone, you know. I mean, people like Nino Telefun follow Bo Zipkin religiously, whereas he might call my line up two or three nights a week just catch and see if it's busy. All right, that's fine, that's good, that's great, that's wonderful, that's terrific. But what I'm not here to rag, like I said before, I'm here to bring you the very best of Paul Mack Presents from 1986, that's right. And here are the things that I'd like you all to remember and to consider. Now you, my loyal callers, to consider for nominating in the fifth annual Artie Award. So without further ado, I'd like to say pew and to get on with the shoe. Here we go, and let's do it.